Writer-director Andrew Nichol's films, Gattaca and In Time, were science fiction thrillers set in a dystopian future. His new drama, Good Kill, starring Ethan Hawke and January Jones, is rooted in today's reality of drone strikes and America's war on terror. Justin Chang has this review.
Drones aren't going anywhere. In fact, they're going everywhere. These are the words of a U.S. military commander played by Bruce Greenwood, and they sum up both the relevance and the heavy-handedness of Good Kill. The film, written and directed by Andrew Nichol, unfolds in a present-day America where state-of-the-art drone technology has made killing one's enemies as easy as pushing a button. Ethan Hawke plays Major Thomas Egan, an ace Air Force pilot who has served 6 tours of duty overseas. Now he spends his days at an airbase just outside Las Vegas, blowing up suspected Al-Qaeda targets from 7,000 miles away. The audience is made complicit with Egan, observing the horrors of war from a disquieting remove, as his remote-controlled plane soars over vast, dry stretches of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. We see everything that Egan sees as he trains his crosshairs on unsuspecting Taliban officials. Sometimes children wander innocently into the blast radius, mere seconds before the rocket hits, sending Egan and the audience into a momentary panic. When the CIA gets involved and starts doing away with safeguards against collateral damage, Egan's work begins to destroy him from within. He drinks heavily and grows increasingly distant from his children and his wife, who's played by January Jones as a sort of modern-day version of Betty Draper. Hawke is worlds away from the boisterous motor mouths he played in Boyhood and Before Midnight. His Egan is a brooding, deeply damaged individual, and we sense that what he's suffering from isn't merely guilt, but deprivation. He misses the thrill of actual combat, as he explains over a beer at a bar to his younger co-pilot, played by Zoe Kravitz.
How bad do you miss it? Flying.
I miss the fear. You're up in the sky, something can happen. There's a risk, you know, I mean, try landing in a carrier at night. In rough seas, the deck's pitching 30 feet, low fuel. We've got no skin in the game. I feel like a coward every day. Taking pot shots from half a world away in an air-conditioned cubicle. They get lucky, they shoot my plane down. I'm not even in it. All you gotta do is pull another one out of the box. Worst thing that can happen to me is carpal tunnel, or I spill coffee in my lap. The most dangerous thing I do is drive home on the freeway.
Hawke's Egan comes off as a genuinely troubled soul, rather than a mouthpiece for a set of ideas, which is more than can be said for most of the other characters in Good Kill. The intelligence and moral seriousness of Nichol's filmmaking are undeniable, yet they're too often undermined by his determination to ensure that nothing gets past us, that we don't miss the implications of his story. Not content to be merely thought-provoking, the movie insists on doing too much of our thinking for us. In that respect, Good Kill would make an interesting double bill with the recent American Sniper, another movie about the tragic toll of war on the home front and the difficulty of telling friend from foe on foreign soil. Yet Clint Eastwood's film became a political lightning rod in no small part because of its troubling ambiguity. As thoughtful as it is, Good Kill is a tidier, preachier piece of work. A harder movie to argue with, perhaps, but an easier one to shrug off. By the end, I felt that Andrew Nichol had made a nearly airtight case against drone warfare, and I don't mean that entirely as a compliment. Good Kill too often feels more like a series of talking points than a fully developed drama. It's a movie that hits every one of its ideological targets, but still winds up missing the mark.
Justin Chang is chief film critic at Variety. He reviewed Good Kill, written and directed by Andrew Nichol.